when you tie your shoes, like you tie it, you put like one lace over the other one, and then you make a bow on it. That's most people the way they tie their shoes. So some people say it's fine. That's considered to be like one tie. One tie is not considered to be a knot. And there you can tie it as much as you want. Some people are more stringent and they say, oh, it's really stronger than usual. And therefore, they would say that if you're intending to tie it for less than a week, it'd be permitted for a week, it'd be usser. And that's what you should behave. But most people tie their shayat shoes in Shabbat. It's obviously going to take it off that day or later, so it's not a problem. And they're not tying it for a long time. When you do Galila and a Sefer Torah, you don't have to worry about it at all. You can tie it as you usually would with the tie and a bow on top of that, and it can last a couple months later, and there's no reason to be stringent on the bow tie, the tying over the Sefer Torah. If the person has a tie that you tie it, that you wear your tie, and every day you tie it, and then you take it off, you release it, so then you could tie it on Shabbat. Some people who they make their ties, they tie their ties, and then it's going to be last for a long time. That's what I do. I can't be bothered to tie it every time. So when I wear it, my ties, I just tie them and I leave them in the hanging up in the closet, and then just put it on. So if I'm in that situation, then I would tie it and leave it for a long time. You shouldn't do it for Shabbat. If a person, in other words, there's a person like me that I usually tie for a long time. I should not tie it on Shabbat. If a person, like as I said, ties it and takes it out every single time, that would be okay on Shabbat. If a person like me, I usually tie it and leave it for a long time, but I don't have a tie right now, so I could be makel and I could be tied in Shabbat, but I should take it out from Motei Shabbat straight away. You can't put pearls on a string because you might tie the end. We said yesterday that you can't tie the ends of strings. And if the pearls fall off like a thread or whatever was holding it, like the necklace, whatever it is, you can't put them back on Shabbat. Because you might tie it at the end. Kids play with beads on Shabbat, and they can, because that's not intended to last at all. So for kids to put beads on the string on Shabbat, that's not a problem at all. Some people say that you shouldn't put new shoelaces on a new shoe, because you're enabling the shoe to be used. It's sort of what we call metaken kli. You're fixing up a utensil. Some people say you shouldn't put a new shoelace on an old shoe on Shabbat. Some people say no. At the end of the day, the holes in the shoes, like for the shoelaces, go. They're quite wide. It's really easy to put them on. Putting them on is not a malacha, so therefore it's not a problem at all to put shoelaces on a new shoe. Then Pnina Lacha suggests, if you want to be stark about it and fulfill everybody's opinions, what you should do is put it on in a funny way, make a shinui. You know, when you're putting in your shoelaces on Shabbat, skip a hole or do only the top ones or something like that. And once it's Shabbat, you're going to have to fix it up anyway. That's not going to be considered to be Metaken Kli.